She can't do that. She can, Felicity says, wiping away more tears. She means to mould me into the proper wife. It will be a feather in her cap if she does. She's told Father that it might be a way for them to find favour in society again. And of course there's the money.
But it's your inheritance, I trail off.
Don't you see? Once I am married, my inheritance belongs to my husband. There will be no garret in Paris. My future has been decided for me.
She's as small and lifeless as a porcelain doll.
I'm sorry, I say, though it is far too little. Felicity takes both my hands in hers. My bones ache from her grip. Gemma, you see how it is. They've planned our entire lives, from what we shall wear, to whom we shall marry, and where we shall live. It's one lump of sugar in your tea, whether you'd like it or not, and you'd best smile, even if you're dying deep inside. We're like pretty horses, and just as on horses, they mean to put blinders on us so we can't look left or right, but only straight ahead where they would lead.
Felicity puts her forehead to mine, holds my hands between hers in a prayer.
Please, 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 Gemma, let's not die inside before we have to.
What can I do?
Promise me we might hold on to this magic a bit longer, until I can secure my future, just until our debut, she pleads.
That is weeks away yet, I answer, and I must make amends with the forest folk. We should make the alliance.
Gemma, this is the rest of my life, she begs,
her tears turning to anger. Two giggling girls streak past the tent in a blur of ribbon and lace. They twirl furiously in their princess gowns, picking up speed, laughing madly. It's no matter that the dresses are only a knight's borrowed finery. They believe, and the belief changes everything. I put my palms to Felicity's in promise.
I'll try.
I sit on my bed, trying to make sense of everything, but I can't, and May 1st will soon be here. As a distraction, I tidy up my few possessions, arranging them neatly in my cupboard. The ivory elephant all the way from India, my mother's diary, Kartik's red bandana, Simon's false bottom box. I should toss that out. I open the secret chamber, and it's as empty as I feel inside. A place to keep all your secrets, he told me. It'll take a box larger than this for my secrets. I leave it on Anne's bed as a gift and resume my straightening. I stack my books in one corner, gloves and handkerchiefs, Wilhelmina Wyatt's slate, mute as its owner. What to do with that? Useless and heavy. That thick wooden base weighing it down. Suddenly, I realise how stupid I've been. The illustration in the book, it told me where to look all along. The hidden object. Wilhelmina Wyatt was a magician's assistant, with a knowledge of sleight of hand. If she'd wanted to hide something... I feel around the edges of the slate until my fingernail finds a small latch in the wood. I press it down, and the board loosens. When I slide it out of the way, there's the leather roll I've seen in my visions. My fingers shake as I slip the ties loose and peel back the ends. And there, inside, is a slim dagger with a jewelled hilt.